Chapter 6.
Through the window of the taxi, Zirid saw Carson's park below. Benches surrounded a large pond in which Greenbeak swam. Walking paths zagged through a small wood. Picnic tables dotted the grass here and there. Public athletic courts, most of them cracked but still usable, formed the geometric meeting grounds where the neighborhood's youth met and played. Zirid checked his chrono as the air car set down.
Right on time.
He paid the driver, threw on a billed hat, unloaded the hover chair, and pushed it before him as he entered the park. The chair felt light in his hands, though he thought he might just have been excited. He headed straight for the walkway and benches around the pond. Ahead, he saw Nat pushing Era in her wheelchair. Era was tossing to the Greenbeaks the processed feed sold by the utility droids that cleaned the park. She laughed as the Greenbeaks quacked and squabbled over the feed nuggets. To Zirid, the sound of her joy was like music. He spared a quick glance around, seeing many pedestrians and a few droids, but nothing that gave him concern.
Nat,
he called and waved to them.
Era!
He thought his voice sounded different planet side than it did on Fat Man, and he approved of the change. It wasn't the voice of a spice runner, not even the voice of a soldier. Instead, it was the gentle voice of a father who loved his daughter. Era made him better. He knew that. And he needed to make sure he saw her more often. Nat turned Era's chair, and both of their eyes widened at the sight.
Daddy!
Era said. Of all the words in the galaxy, that was the one he liked to hear most. She wheeled toward him, leaving Nat and the still squabbling Greenbeaks behind.
What is that?
She asked as she came closer. Her eyes were wide, her smile bright. He knelt down and scooped her out of her chair in a hug. She felt tiny.
It is my surprise for you, he said.
Era's face pinched in a question.
And what is that?
She asked, tapping the armor vest he wore under his clothes. He felt his cheeks warm.
Something for work, that's all.
She seemed to accept that.
Look, Aunt Nat, a hover chair.
So I see, said Nat, walking up behind her.
Is it for me?
Era asked.
Of course it is,
Zirid answered. Era squealed and gave Zirid another hug, dislodging his hat.
You are the best, Daddy. Can I try it out now?
Sure,
Zirid said, and set her down in it.
The controls are right here. They're intuitive, so...
She manipulated the controls and was off and flying before he could say another word. He just watched her go, smiling.
Hello, Nat, he said.